So, Martin, we're just moments here now after defeating the Ulster Championship. Donegal falling at the first hurdle for the first time in 13 years, and incidentally, it's at the hands of Down once again. But from a Donegal point of view, a very disappointing day, but on reflection, there's not a major surprise with this result, is there?
It's a both. That's a the disappointing thing about it. It's not a major surprise. You know, the fact that we're Division 1 and they're Division 3, you know, it should be a major surprise. So is that where we have gone in a year or so, a couple of years' time? You know, is that where we've gone? You know, you can see that the players are not confident. We know we've lost our confidence and everything else. This is probably, you know, analysing. I'm following Donegal football a long time and watching it, you know, and, you know, this is one of the worst performances I've seen from Donegal, because Down were terrible. You know, I don't know, are Down able to maybe get over the first round? They were nervous and everything else. It'd be better to improve themselves against Armagh next weekend or whatever, but Down were terrible and we were there for the beating, and we just weren't, you know, good, weren't able to beat them and everything else. So, you know, we look at it, was it coming and everything else? But you know we went on a training camp, cost a lot of money. We went and we stayed overnight before there was common game. We've stayed overnight down here. We spent a lot of money, you know, since this last so many weeks. I don't know, it doesn't seem to have improved anything else, you know, anything else in my mind and everything else, you know. I mean, we need team spirit and everything else and where we go and everything else. And, you know, most different people will have different ideas on it. People say maybe we need Donegal people in charge of the team to, you know, to get it from there on and everything else. But it is what it is, and, you know, it's the way it is. And we have to carry on and, you know, try to get ready maybe, you know, from now on. You know, it's something possible to see us, you know, regrouping or, you know, getting out of the group or anything else. You're going to get three games, you're going to get three more games. Let's get ready for my opinion, whether we won the games or not, let's start getting ready for next year, because it's going to be an important year that we stay in Division 2. Stay up there. We had a very good minor team. They'll only be 18 next year. Take some of them in, not to play them, but to have them in to get them developed and everything else. And, you know, let's look forward, because there's a lot of work to be done, every, you know, the whole county and everything else. But this was a very disappointing day for me, because we're proud Donegal people and everything else. And we really was a game that would have been as easy. It was easier to win, and we just didn't know. We didn't know how to win it. We just, you know, we didn't have the belief or anything else to win it and everything else. And, you know, the Down might improve, but it's a poor Down team. So, yeah, it's a very, very disappointing day, and disappointing day for all the supporters that came up and everything else, and for the players themselves. You know, they're, you know, do they deserve better? Do we deserve to be able to give them better and everything else in the county? Yeah, I mean, we read all the reports during the week, read everything else, all of it. Dark days in Donegal looking on. We've got to be proud Donegal people. We've got to all sit down together and we've got to sort this out, and we've got to sort it out, and we've got to sort it out quickly from the academy and everything else. Because what's happening with the academy, we look at it, everything else, we're starting to lose players to other sports that were in this academy and were happy to be there, and the parents were happy to have them there. We're starting to lose them to other sports and everything else. We can't afford to do that. And a county like Donegal and everything else. We need to get it all right and get it together. The minute the end of May comes and this report's done by Crow Park or whoever else is there, you need to get that report done, get it out of there, and let's get right people in place, let's get it sorted, and let's move forward, because this is dangerous times, in my opinion, for Donegal football. It's as easy just to go. Would we beat a Division 4 team today? Kieran O'Donnell just said that to me. Would we have beaten Sligo today, or teams that got in Division 4? No disrespect them. I don't know. The team spirit and everything else, very hard to see it. So that's where we're at, Oshie. You know, I know I'm angry, I'm disappointed and everything else. I am, because, you know, like everybody else, I'm a proud Donegal man. And we need to quickly get all this together, or else I don't know where we're going to end up. Seeing if we keep going, we're going to be playing Tailteann Cup football next year and everything else. And we have a lot of quality players, a lot of quality about ourselves. So,
that's Martin, do we have the type of player on this game today? Twice in that second half, we came from 2-7 to 1-5 down, and we reduced the deficit. We got as far as 2, and then on the 20th minute, then Conor O'Donnell, Jason McGee and Oisin Gallen met at, what, 1-11 to 2-9, but then Down were able to rattle off 4 unanswered scores. Looking at that and the way it panned out, and we keep going back to it, and he's gone now, but we had somebody like Michael Murphy who would take a grasp of a game at a stage that we were in the second half there to go, right, we're getting close here. Do we not have that type of player maybe available to us that can stand up and take total control of a game on their own anymore?
Yeah, it is, but the other question you asked yourself, were we fit today? Did we look fit, Oshie? Now, to me, we didn't look fit. You know, we didn't look fit. We didn't look sharp. We need, you know, you need to be ready for this championship game. You have to be ready, fit and sharp. We didn't look that way today. We looked leggy. There were players, you know, now injured and everything else. Should we have played Michael Langan? was Michael Langan able to play? Was it desperation to play him? Now, we might have him. Will he be back for the game? It's an important call. He seems to have a big, big problem with that injury and everything else. And, you know, in fairness to the lad himself, it looks like he's playing, maybe not wanting to play and everything else. So we ask all them questions. I agree with you, but, you know, we don't have a Michael Murphy. He's gone. We have to deal without Michael Murphy and go forward without Michael Murphy. There's no point. I mean, people saying if there were different management, would Michael Murphy be playing and all that there? No point talking about that there. That's Michael Murphy's gone. You know, he's stepped down and everything. Will Patrick McBearty be back? That will be a help, definitely. If Patrick's back and everything else, will be a help to Donegal the next day out. But I think it's a longer picture, Oisín. We have to start looking at, you know, the longer the picture. We had a reality here. We were beaten by a Division 3 team that didn't get out of Division 3. Well, we've been people saying we're into them, but they didn't get out of Division 3. Listen, in the past, two years ago, we came up here and hammered them. Was it 2 years ago? Maybe came up here and hammered them. In the past, we would have beaten them out the gate, in my opinion, because, you know, they're still building, they're getting up there, and they're not near there. Look, at the plus came out of the day was the minor team were very good. We had a good minor team, everything else. That's a big plus for people. But I'm a bit frightened of the whole thing, because it's easily, we can go, you know what I mean? Like, we need to get it right and start going back to what we are at and work on next year and everything else, in my opinion. Because otherwise, you could end up in Division 3. Remember, Derry went to Division 4. What other, there were another team. Leash went to Division 4. Cavan went to Division 4. We can't afford to do that there. We need to get our house in order, our show right, and let's get everything right. And everybody, as proud Donegal people, forget about everything else, proud Donegal people, we all pull together for the good of them, for them players out there, for everybody, for other people in the county, for everybody else, for our good supporters and everything else. We all get together, Oisín, and we all get together and we say, right, look, we're going to do this, let's sort this out and everything else, and let's stop plenty of talking and everything else about all that. It's time now, you know, after the whole thing, in my opinion, 31st of May, sort out, River Crow Park come out, sort that out, and let's go forward together, united, the whole county, clubs, county board, everybody go forward together to, you know, just I'm asking this for the good of Donegal football, because I'm frightened where I see at the minute where we're going and the negativity and everything else that's going on and everything else. And we can go to Division 4 and then players don't want to play and we don't want to have players and all the good work and everything else we've done. Listen, we've won two All-Irelands the last 25 years. We've good footballers, we still have them. So he's got us, let this get sorted out, because we can't carry on the way we are.